VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Sunday a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. Ghani said Afghan forces will stop their operations beginning Monday if the Taliban agrees to do so as well. The ceasefire coincides with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. There was no immediate reaction from the Taliban to the announcement. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in the area.
In that area, there have been six other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
2 weeks ago, a magnitude 6.9 earthquake on the same island left 436 people dead and forced 350,000 to flee their homes. More than 2 million Muslims have begun the annual Hajj pilgrimage at first light in Saudi Arabia, circling the cube-shaped Kaaba in Mecca that Islam's faithful face five times each day during their prayers. Associated Press correspondent Zariah Shakli reports.
The five-day Hajj pilgrimage represents one of the world's biggest gatherings every year and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of violence and extremists in the Mideast and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. Muslims believe the Hajj retraces the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad, as well as those of Prophets Ibrahim and Ismail and Abraham and Ishmael in the Bible. I'm Zariah Shakili.
This is VOA News. Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala. Heavy rains hit the state over the weekend, slowing attempts to deploy rescuers and get relief supplies to isolated areas. More than 350 people have died there the past week. More than 800,000 have been displaced. The death toll in the bridge collapse in Genoa, Italy, has now risen to 43. Firefighters found three bodies, reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter, early Sunday, inside a car removed from the rubble. All those reported missing after the collapse have now been accounted for, although rescuers say they will continue searching. Israel on Sunday closed its only crossing for people on the Gaza Strip. Officials say humanitarian cases will be able to cross the border. President Trump is pushing back against a story that the White House counsel has given hours of testimony to the special counsel investigating Russian election meddling. Associated Press correspondent Bed Thomas reports.
President Trump is insisting that White House lawyer Don McGahn isn't a rat. In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump responded to a New York Times report that McGahn has cooperated extensively in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation, providing 30 hours of testimony in three interviews over the past 9 months. Trump says he's allowed McGahn and others to testify, saying, "I didn't have to. I have nothing to hide." Trump calls Mueller's investigation McCarthyism at its worst, a reference to the indiscriminate allegations made by Senator Joseph McCarthy in the 1950s in an effort to expose communists. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An American military spokesman says U.S. forces will stay in Iraq, quote, as long as needed to help stabilize regions previously controlled by the Islamic State terrorist group. The spokesman talked to reporters on Sunday. He said, "The number of American soldiers could decline depending on when other forces from NATO deploy to help train the Iraqi army." There are now about 5,200 U.S. troops in Iraq. Brazil is sending troops to its border with Venezuela after immigrants were blamed for attacking a merchant in a Brazilian border town. The troops are scheduled to arrive on Monday. Over the past 3 years, tens of thousands of Venezuelans have sought refuge in Brazil. Top story of the hour, the Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced on Sunday a three-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. There's been no immediate reaction from the Taliban to his announcement. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.